Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Today we're bringing you a special series from our men's dinner held bi-monthly on Thursdays. Check out our website for more details, www.tawcmm.com. Today's episode will be part one of a four-part series with Bishop Larry Jackson.
Let's give Bishop Jackson a round of applause and welcome. All right, good evening. So, all right, guys. The last time we were here in Maine, we were dealing with a subject that deals with one accord, and we're going to jump right back into that because we didn't finish it. So that's why Roy said, look, you need to just come back and dive back in there and make sure that we finish it all up. Amen?
Amen.
All right, great. So remember, I talked to you about the fact that this whole thing came to me off of the NBA championship 2 years ago. Not this past championship, but the championship before where Milwaukee Bucks won. Okay? This particular championship is still bitter in my life because I'm a Celtic fan, and but I am a Curry fan too since he's from Charlotte. So I guess I won anyway, right? But what happened is when the Bucks were in the championship, and I showed you the videos of that the last time. I showed you the actual videos of the fact that when they were playing first the Atlanta Hawks, they had tied the series 2-2, and the people in Milwaukee started a chant, which was Bucks in six. They started chanting Bucks in six, Bucks in six. Now, mind you, it's tied 2-2. Matter of fact, what was interesting about that, in that they're tied 2-2, Giannis, who is their number one player, and probably the number one player in the NBA, really, to be truthful, Giannis gets hurt in that game, and he can't play in the next game. And they thought he was going to be out for the rest of the series, but he comes back. But the next game, they win the game without Giannis. That was amazing because Atlanta was playing good basketball at the time. But the crowd in Milwaukee has started this Bucks in six chant. Okay, so now they up 3-2. They just need to win the next game, and they'll win it in six. Well, Giannis comes back way before they had anticipated him coming back. And he comes back, and he just absolutely goes off. And they win that series and go into the finals. Now, going into the finals, again, this I want you to also understand that none of this comes to me until they are late in the finals of the NBA championship. It was like, I didn't see any of this. And all of a sudden, as I'm looking at this, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, take note to what they're saying. And because I had not taken note to it. Matter of fact, I had not even known that they had been saying it in the previous series because I wasn't paying attention to it that way. Okay? It was just the crowd. You follow? But now the Lord has brought attention to this thing, and I started, and I go back and I research, and I go, wow, this is pretty interesting. So what happened is, in the championship, they're playing against the Phoenix Suns. They're playing against the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns, 2 years ago, best team in basketball. Best team in basketball, by far. Best record in basketball. Had blown out everybody to get to the finals. And most people thought that it was going to be just the same thing against Milwaukee because Chris Paul and Devin Booker and they were just unchained. Okay, so they were winning big. And so they literally went up 2-0. Everybody expected that. So Phoenix is up 2-0 over Milwaukee, and everybody said, okay, yeah, this is over. You know, the commentators are talking, oh, this is over, it's done. and the Milwaukee fans started the chant. Now, mind you, they're down 2-0. The Milwaukee fans start chanting, Bucks in six. Bucks in six. Bucks in six. Wait a minute. That means you got to be the best team in basketball for straight. You got to win twice on their floor in order to do that. Forget that. That ain't happening. So they win the third game. Okay, you back home. You're supposed to win that game. You back home. You back home. Your crowd, and you should win that game. But you're not going to win this series. And they win the next game. Uh-oh. It's 2-2. Bucks in six. Bucks in six. But now they got to travel back to Phoenix and play on Phoenix home floor again before returning back if they could win that for the seventh game, for the sixth game. They go to Phoenix and they blow them out of the gym. They didn't come down, they were down 0-2, now they up 3-2. And the crowd in Milwaukee is chanting, Bucks in six. And it's about this time that God says, are you paying attention? I mean, my goodness. These people are going to win this thing in 6 games. I knew they were going to win the next game. So then the next game, when they come back to Milwaukee, as I showed you the last time, there was 15,000 or so people in the stadium packed, every seat taken, and there are 65,000 people outside of the stadium looking at it on the big screen. 65,000 people has come outside of the stadium, and I'm going, oh, look at this. You got 80,000 people in a city that is not that large. If you've ever been to Milwaukee, you know what I'm talking about. It's not that large that's outside basically in one accord. And I saw something that was really interesting. I found this out. I saw this later after I looked at the video. But they brought attention to it a little bit when it was happening. You know, they were mumbling that 65,000 people outside and all that kind of stuff. So what happened is Giannis he's gotten a little bit better, but he was not a good free throw shooter. So you could put him on the line and you might, you know, get the rebound or not. So he's not a good free throw shooter. So, and then he takes a long time at the line. He takes a long time at the line. So he bounced the ball a lot. And when he's bouncing the ball a lot in other arenas, they're counting. 1, 2, 3. They're trying to get on his nerve in other arenas. In his arena, they'll do that, foolishness, but naturally. But in other arenas, this is where we're going to get on your nerve. Every time you bounce the ball, we're going to count. That's how many, you shouldn't be bouncing it that many times. So he'll shoot, he'll miss. He'll make one, you know, like 56%, something like that. Horrible free throw view. So in this sixth game, when Giannis would come to the line to shoot the ball, they showed the crowd outside, and it did not get me until later that everybody did this. They were out there with their hands up. What is that for? They literally were shooting the ball with him. He went 16 of 17 from the line. Oh, my goodness. He couldn't miss from the line. This is not your strength. Yes, it is tonight because the crowd was outside. What were they chanting? Bucks in six. What were they chanting inside of the arena? Bucks in six. And I showed you that in the last time. All of this unity was happening. Bucks in six. Guess what they did? They won 4 straight games on the best team. in the NBA that season. Swept backwards sweep. Who could believe it? Nobody could believe it. So everybody think that it was Giannis. Everybody think that it was Milwaukee. It wasn't. Yet it was. But more than that, it was the fans who had come into one mindset, and they made this team better than they really were. And they were a good team. Everybody track it with me. God said to me, "Are you watching?" And I went, "I got it. My goodness." So I go to the scripture. He takes me to the scripture. And in the scripture, I see in the book of Acts, chapter 1, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, in the book of Acts, chapter 3, in the book of Acts. And when you study it, it is 11 times that's in the book of Acts that the apostle Luke writes about one accord. It's only in the Bible 12 times. Paul only deals with it one time. Nobody else deals with it. No one else uses the word. Luke uses the word as he's writing the book of Acts, and I believe he uses the word so that the church would never forget that the way that we will win is to stay in one accord. The thing that I believe has happened to the body of Christ is the fact that we are not in one accord. And the enemy is fighting against us to keep us from living a one accord mindset, a one accord relationship, because he knows he cannot beat us when we are one accord. And God used a basketball series for me to say, look at what they did, because this works no matter who does it. Unity works. The power of unity is going to work. Everybody knows this. Everybody in this room knows that, don't you?
Amen.
So when I started doing this research, guys, I'm going to write. I don't want to knock that down. So I want you to have these words, and you know, and I tell you what, I played ball all through high school. I wrestled through high school, so I was the starting quarterback in high school, and all of that good stuff. And I've been on teams that was in one accord. And I've been on teams that tried to have superstars. Which teams you think did the best? I can hear you. Which teams do you think did the best? The one accord teams. The superstar teams didn't do as well. Okay? This word, Hathamadon, okay? Hathamadon is one accord. That's the word he is using. Okay? He's using this word, Hathamadon. It's actually a compound word. It's a compound word. We know this word from our generation dealing with sexual immorality. Homo. It only means one or the same kind of. It means to be in unison. It means to be in unison. I ask singers a lot of times, I say, when are you in one accord? And they will say harmony. And I say, no, it sounds good, but that's not. It is, you are in one accord in a harmonious way, but the real harmony, the real one accord is unison. When everybody's singing the same voice, the same way, there is a blend, but you don't know who's singing what, okay? It's like one accord. Everybody's singing the same voice. Same sound. Everybody making the same sound. Bucks and sticks. Everybody was making the same sound. Nobody was trying to do any other sound. That was the sound. Now we know, I know, again, by listening to sports radio, that most likely the sports radio station picked up on this thing, right, and pushed it out even further, but it didn't come from them. It came from the fan base. and they picked it up, and that's why you got 65,000 people outside, is because why? Then probably it got promoted by the radio stations and the TV stations or whatever, but it didn't start with them. It started from the fan base. It started in Atlanta, actually. It didn't even start in Milwaukee. It started in Atlanta. That the fans in Atlanta started, quote, saying, Bucks in six. Oh, your audacity. At 2-2. What do you mean? You gonna win the next two games? Yep, we are. That was their mentality. Okay? This word means one, but this word right here means passion. It means passion. It not only means passion, it means fierce wrath. It is angry to stay in oneness. Wow. I'm fierce about my oneness, and you're not going to break me free from it. That's how I'm done. I will fight you to stay in oneness. I will do everything in my power to stay in oneness. Nothing will turn me away from it. Now, does that sound like the church to you? Come on, does that sound like the church to you? No, it doesn't. Now, watch this. Let me show you something. I told our church as we were going through all of this, I said to them this. I said, let y'all understand something. The fact that you honor me is one thing as your pastor, quote unquote, your bishop or whatever you want to call me. Okay, that's great. The Bible tells you to do that. All that is great. But when people who don't know me come to this church, they should not be able to find me easy. What do you mean by that? Not that I'm not available to them. No, they should not be able to find who leads this place easy. Because we all look like we lead it.
Amen.
That's Arthur Madan. Arthur Madan has to do with the fact that you can't determine who's the leader. You can't outserve me. You can't be in place more than me. You're not gonna be there before I get there. You're not gonna leave before I leave. You're not gonna pray for it more than I'm praying for it. In our world, if I find somebody that's gonna lead it, I let them lead it and I wanna follow. Hello, I'm talking to somebody. Hello. That's not how come I done. He said they were all in one accord in one place with one mind. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and suddenly the Holy Ghost fell. Wow. So my question then is, the Holy Ghost looking for oneness? When you understand this word and you understand that we are to be one accord, we've got to ask ourselves, am I functioning like this? Man, watch this. Let me show you this. Let me take you here. How many of you are married? Raise your hand, please. Okay, let me say this to you so you can understand. Most of your homes are not this.
This concludes today's message. Join us again next week when we continue this series with part 2 of 4 with Bishop Jackson from our July 28th men's dinner. You can watch this message in its entirety on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TAWCMM.
TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.